Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The meditation for our meditation today, the text for our meditation today is taken from our gospel lesson from John chapter 10. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he's brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. This is our text. I know it's a silly question, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you like your name? There are some people who don't. I think many of you will remember Sue Schultz, member here for a number of years. One time she was in the hospital, and I went to the hospital to look for her, and I asked at the desk for Sue Schultz. They said, "There's no Sue Schultz here. We've got an Emily Schultz, but no Sue Schultz." So, taking a chance, I went up and visited Emily. And it turns out that Emily was indeed Sue Schultz. It turns out that Sue hated the name Emily, and so everybody knew her as Sue. Unlike Sue, I'm actually proud of my name. I'm named after both of my grandfathers. My dad's dad was Stephen Richard. My mom's dad was Edward Dennis, and so I was named Stephen Edward, a name that I would hear many, many times when I was in trouble. In our gospel lesson for today, we learn something that I think is pretty remarkable. John 10, verse 3 says, "The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." The good shepherd calls his sheep by name. God calls you by name. Jesus calls you by name. And fortunately, no, you're not in trouble. But when you are in trouble, God is with you, calling you by name, walking with you through that situation. You know, I find it very comforting that our God is not only the Almighty Lord over the whole entire universe, but that he is our own very personal God who not only knows you by name, but knows every single cell in your body. He knows every single hair diminishing on my head. God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit all know you and I very, very personally. On the one hand, they know every single little secret sin that nobody else knows about, but they also forgive every single private and public sin that we have ever committed. God is our very personal God, so personal that he knows your exact name. And you know, there are two very good reasons why that it is good that our God, our Savior, our Good Shepherd knows us by name. The first is pretty obvious. It's because of our sin. Because of our sin, we need a Savior. And it is only through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus that we can be put back into a right relationship with our God. You see, I love John 3:16, but we got to remember that Jesus didn't just die on the cross for the whole entire world. But Jesus died on the cross for Sue. And Jesus died on the cross for John. And Jesus died on the cross for Bill and Cy and Pat. Jesus died on the cross for very specific individuals that he knew by name. And our Lord adopts us by our own name in the waters of baptism, where he washes away all of our sins. And now he calls us by that name as we go through life. Our sins have been washed away, and we are his children. The second reason why it's very, very good to have a Savior, a good shepherd who knows us by name, comes from our epistle lesson from today. St. Peter writes, "For this is a gracious thing, when, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it when you sin and are beaten for it and you endure? But if, when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God." And listen to this. "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving an example so that you might follow in his steps." You know, when you think about it, that's not a very uplifting passage from the Bible. But the Bible makes it very clear to us, St. Peter makes it very clear to us, that we have been called to suffer. Christians are going to endure persecution. Because of our faith, because of our beliefs, we are going to endure suffering. It's just part of what being a Christian is all about. Read all through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you will not find anywhere where God promises that once you become a Christian, he's going to take away all your problems. Our biggest problem of sin, that's taken care of. We have eternal life. But while we are here on earth, we will continue to endure sorrows, and we will continue to suffer unjustly. And if you don't think that's fair, well then just look at the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was perfect in every single way. He was sinless. He was the Son of God. And yet, he is arrested. He is beaten. He is unjustly tried. And he was unjustly crucified. That's the example we're supposed to follow. And just take a look at those Coptic Christians in Egypt. Just a couple of weeks ago, they were just trying to celebrate Palm Sunday, and two of their churches are attacked, and 43 people are killed. They were just trying to worship their Lord. I see faithful people suffering all the time. No, maybe their life isn't in danger, but they suffer problem after problem, day after day after day. I mean, just look at everybody on our prayer list. It seems to just keep on growing longer and longer all the time. These are good, faithful Christian people who struggle with inadequate unemployment, problems with their relationships, health issues, addictions, mental health issues, and so much more. And they are real struggles. I mean, sometimes when we gather together and come here in church, on the outside, we don't see what the person is suffering on the inside. It's not noticeable to the casual observer. But on the inside, the person sitting next to you can really be struggling with problem after problem. Thankfully, our Lord knows every single one of our struggles. And while he doesn't just take them away, because, well, many times Those struggles bring us closer to Him. Our struggles make us dependent on God. But God will never let us down. Our loving and personal God, who knows us by name, will walk with us every step of the way. Whether it's a job search, a health diagnosis, a problem in a relationship, no matter what it is, God will hold our hand, He will call our name, and He'll lead us through the storm. Thinking back, probably 30 years, remember that movie, Oh God, with George Burns and John Denver? Remember that movie? Was it about 30 years, Jim? Something like that. In that movie, God is pictured as this deity who creates the world and then just sits back to see what's going to happen. Well, that's not the kind of God we have. Not only does He come into our lives and call us by name and lead us through every problem we have in life, but our God was born here in a stable and lived a perfect life for 30 some odd years in order to die on the cross for our sins. And because of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, we are going to live in heaven for all eternity. And up in heaven, there aren't going to be any problems. And up in heaven, there aren't going to be any struggles. And up in heaven, there isn't going to be any suffering. And so listen carefully, and you will hear our Lord Jesus Christ say, "I am the door. And if anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Jesus says, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." And so, even in your struggles, may God bless you with abundant life. In Jesus' name, amen.